Pre-Tzadik Parshas Vayikra and Shabbos HaChodesh Rosh Chodesh. Triple header of the Shabbos. Okay, Rav Tzadok in the first piece in this week's Parsha quotes the Rashi at the very beginning of Chumash Vayikra. Vayikra El Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe. Says Rashi, Perish Rashi Zal, L'chol Dibros U'L'chol Tzivuyim Kod Makriya B'Lashon Chiba. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu relayed his specific message to Moshe Rabbeinu, he always called to Moshe Rabbeinu, B'Lashon Chiva. It was always a kriya that preceded the actual tzivoy. Aval b'v'nevi'e u'mos ha'olam nigla aleim b'Lashon Arai v'tumah. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the Nevi'im of the nations of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared B'Lashon Arai in a more casual manner, right? In a manner that is somewhat tamei, like it says in Bamidbar with regard to Bilam, Vayikar Elokim al Bilam, which means that Hashem happened upon Bilam. It's a lashon of tuma, a lashon of keri. It's a lashon of mikra. It's a lashon of happenstance. Right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, kind of just ran into Bilam on the road, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned it out and called to Moshe. And got together with Moshe, and only then presented whatever it is he wanted to present to Moshe. V'humi Toras Kohanim, this Rashi comes from the Medrash, the Sefra, the Toras Kohanim, D'mapekein, D'lechol Dibros, D'lechol Tzivuyim, Kod Makriya. And the Medrash goes on, if you look over there in Toras Kohanim, in the Sefra, V'achar kach mapik v'Toras Kohanim, D'eishiv Moshe hineini, Migzer Shavam Yisneh. Apparently, even though we don't see time and time again that when Hashem speaks to Moshe, Moshe responds, Hineini, here I am. But the Gemara, the Medrash darshins, based on Gezerah Shava, that what you find by the Sneh is what you find elsewhere, and therefore we can assume that whenever Hashem actually called to Moshe, Moshe always responded, Hineini. So there was this conversation that preceded the conversation, whenever Hashem and Moshe got together. Amar Moshe Moshe, the Medrash goes on, it says Moshe Moshe, Lashon Chiba, Lashon Zirus. Hashem called Moshe, he's one of the four people in Tanakh who's called by a double name, Moshe Moshe, which is a Lashon of love, and a Lashon of Zirus. That's Rizus. V'achar kach amar, and then the Medrash continues, Davar Acher, Moshe Moshe, what does it mean? Moshe hu ad shalo nedaber, hu Moshe mish nedaber imo. The same way that he was Moshe before Hashem ever spoke to him, is the same way that he was Moshe after Hashem spoke to him. So what does that mean? He was Moshe before Hashem spoke to him, and then he was still Moshe after Hashem spoke to him. That's a Lashon Chiba, a Lashon Zirus. It shows a certain zeal. Well, what's going on here? V'tarach la'avin. Hakol inin gezer shava nipsur alach l'mosh v'sinai l'amdeinu. Whenever we have a gezer shava, whenever we try to derive something from something else, right, that itself is, that principle is alach l'mosh v'sinai, and it comes to teach us something. Uma ze bal l'amdeinu, shayse kriya l'chol ha'dibros. Uma nachdumina. Why do I care that Hashem had a pre-conversation before every conversation? I care about the actual conversations. I care about what Hashem told Moshe to relate to Klal Yisrael. I care about the essential message of Hashem. I don't necessarily care. Hey, it's a nice thing to know, maybe, but we're learning, you know, the Torah is supposed to teach us things. So what do I learn from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe before he spoke to Moshe? That, Hu Moshe ad shalo nedaber, Hu Moshe mish nedaber imo. Moshe, Moshe. What does that teach me? Ma dahava hava. Says the Gemara, it's a lashon of the Gemara. Says Rav Tzadok, madahava hava, that what was. Why do I care? Kein shehik shuv b'Gemara, like the Gemara in Yoma and Daf Hey says. You have it at the beginning of Masechet Ksubos as well. Right, madahava hava. Why do I care? The Gemara in Yoma says, with regard to the Gemara is discussing how did Aaron and his sons get dressed in the big day Kahuna. So the Gemara says, madahava hava. Why do I really care how they got dressed? I care how maybe Kohanim in our times have to get dressed, and if we don't have Kohanim, then I really don't care necessarily. So my dehavahav, va'afta ashkechan ki ay gavna, and even though you do sometimes find that the Gemara will ask questions about things of the past, sure, Sinai bakama, kvar hikshu shamatosvos. You do find Gemaras where the Gemara does say, you know, tell us, we want to know the details about a certain event. The shore from our Sinai kama, what was it, what were the dimensions, how much did it weigh, what did it look like, how many, right? So the Gemara does sometimes ask questions about things of the past, but the Tosos over there asks, why do I need to know about things of the past? So says Rav Tzadok, Ach be'emes kol divrei Torah heim nitzchi v'nogin b'chol zman. We know that Torah is nitzchi and every word of it is eternal. We saw the other week in one of our Purim Shirim that Rashi in Maseches Chulin says that Torah is called Torah as opposed to Navi Ksuvim called Divrei Kabbalah, because Torah is an eternal teaching. So every word of Torah, says Rav Tzadok, is absolutely eternal. Sheim limud la'adam, l'chol echad b'prat. Every detail of everything that ever happened is a message for every individual. So what's the message here? Why do we need to know about the story before the story? Why do we need to know about the kriya before the message was given? And it's mamash amazing. We're going to see how beautifully this ties into exactly what we were learning yesterday in Sichas Hara. That ratzon and achana go mamash hand in hand. The achana that a man does in preparing for a mitzvah is the main part that he has to bring to the mitzvah, to the avodas Hashem. Kmo shekasu beperish Rashi, amashenemar bayom hazeh bo midbar Sinai, mahu bayom hazeh, shehu divrei Torah chadashim alecha ki'ilu hayom nitnu. A Jew is supposed to approach Torah every day with a certain freshness, ki'ilu hayom hazeh, I just arrived, I just received the Torah. Now, where is the context of that pasuk? Bayom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. They didn't get the Torah yet. So why is Rashi saying, from the fact that the Jews came to Sinai, and it says, on that day they came to Sinai, so every day you have to be excited as if today you got the Torah, that pasuk itself is not talking about Kabbalah Satorah. That's arriving in Sinai a few days before Kabbalah Satorah. Afshe zeh ayekodem atan Torah, rak shebo'u lemakom she'achar kach kiblu shama Torah, v'yachana lematan Torah. But the same way that the Jews weren't only excited about getting the Torah, they were excited to get ready to receive the Torah, So too every day a Jew has to ask himself, am I making myself a kli that's fit to receive? Am I in a state of achana, prepared to be mekabel the mitzvos? And that achana itself has to be revived and refreshed. It's time for Pesach. We'll see that Pesach is the Yom Tov that probably has the most achana, the most practical achanas necessary to come to Pesach. And Hashem is constantly in the present tense giving the Torah, which means that I'm constantly have to be ready to receive the Torah in a ready state, in a state of muchan. I place my words into your mouth, but you have to get yourself ready. And Shabbos, which is connected to the Torah Kula, Shabbos, which is the backbone of our faith, it encompasses the entirety of the Torah. That's why Shabbos is Yom HaDinishmasa, the day of the soul. It's a day that's dedicated entirely, like the Yerushalmi says in the 15th parak of Masech HaShabbos. The whole point of Shabbos is to sit and learn Torah. It's mamash a day of Torah. It's the essence of Torah. So what does it say about Shabbos? What does it mean to come to Shabbos? Ksiv Bei, Ve'echinu Es Asher Yaviyu. Shabbos is initially described as what? Preparing oneself for Shabbos. The preparation of Shabbos is so much a necessary component of what Shabbos is about. The Shabbos by Hachana Derab. Because Shabbos requires tremendous preparation. If you want to come to Shabbos in the right way, there needs to be tremendous, tremendous preparation. Okay, let's pause here. And again, what Rav Tzadok is telling us is that why do I care about, again, the conversation before the conversation? Why do I care that Hashem called to Moshe and Moshe was ready? Hineini, he was ready to respond. He was prepared. He was in a constant state of readiness. The answer is because it teaches us how a Jew has to always be ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be waiting for that call. If you turn to page 2 in the Shem Yishmuel, in his writings on Pesach, on page 110, the Shem Yishmuel brings B'Shem's father, the Avnei Nezer, on the right-hand side, V'yesh od lomar al pi ma sheshamati, what I heard from my father, the Avnei Nezer. Ki min hazmanim ha-mekudashim, this that Rav Tzadok is saying was true about every aspect of Moshe's Avodas Hashem. And it's particularly true about Shabbos, says the Avnei Nezer, is true for any time that a Jew is about to enter into a period of Kedusha. Ki min hazmanim ha-mukdashim nishar hakol lefi ha-hazmana va-achada sha'adam meichen atzol Yom Tov. You're going to get from a Yom Tov whatever amount of preparation you put into the Yom Tov. And that's true for Yom Tov, and that's true for Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara in Gittin says, he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, Ayin Zayin, Chad b'shaba, trey v'tlasa, basar shabsa. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are considered halachically after Shabbos. They're still connected to Shabbos. You go to site of Dala. We know for those days. Arba, Chamisha, Umale Shabsa, Wednesday, Thursday, and Erev Shabbos, Kamei Shabsa are considered before Shabbos. How does it come up in Gittin? If a person writes again and says, right, makes some type of declaration that this should take place before Shabbos. So what is before Shabbos? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is before Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is called after Shabbos. But look how the whole week revolves around Shabbos. V'ayinu kamo sha'achana l'Shabbos hi gimel yamim. Just like the 3 days leading up to Shabbos are days of preparation. You're not allowed to take a boat ride if it's too close to Shabbos, 3 days within Shabbos. Because he's already in Shabbos mode. That's why in the Shir Shel Yom, on Wednesday, right, we end with L'chun Aranana. We're getting ready for Shabbos. We're in a state of Kabbalah Shabbos. We're ready to go. So the same way 3 days of preparation create the Shabbos, that after effect of Shabbos continues for another 3 days. And therefore the whole week becomes enveloped by Shabbos. How does it connect us to Pesach? The Chinami Ba'asher Shawalin V'darshin Kodim L'chag Shloshim Yom, 30 days before the Yom Tov of Pesach, or before really any Yom Tov, but in particular Pesach, as we'll see, a person starts getting ready for the Yom Tov. V'amifarish V'ayotze B'shiara B'soch Shloshim Chayim Levar. If a person knows within 30 days of Pesach he's leaving town, he's skipping town, he already has an obligation to do a B'dikas Chametz before he leaves. Why? Shechal Olav Chova Pesach. Because already 30 days before Pesach, he's already feeling Pesach. And therefore, just as 30 days leading up to the Chag, there's a Hachana, which comes with certain obligations towards the Chag, so too 30 days after the Chag, a person is still feeling connected to the Chag. But again, the Avnei Nezer's klal is the more a person prepares, the more Hachana a person makes to be Makabel the Yom Tov, the more Kedusha they'll take going into the Yom Tov, from the Yom Tov, and the more Kedusha they'll be able to maintain with themselves as they continue to feel the Ha'ara, that illumination from the Yom Tov, after the Yom Tov. Baruch Hashem, we've been getting ourselves ready for Pesach for a long time. We haven't had too many Pesach Shirim, neither Halacha nor Chassidus. In Mirz Hashem Sunday, I want to talk about stealing the Afikoman in Halacha and in Pnimiyas Satorah. It's a big Inyan. B'zrat Hashem. But if you look in the writings of the Skol Yerebbe on page 3, in the Chakim and Beramiza, the Skol Yerebbe Shlita, Rabbi Avram Moshe Rabinovich, lives in Budu Park, you can go visit him. He brings B'shem the Chidush Arim in his writings on Chodesh Adar, that the Chidush Arim said that Chodesh Adar is called Adar, Shebo Maschilim Hanisim Shal Chodesh Nisan, Shumi Lashon Nis. What does it mean? Why is the month Adar called Adar? Apparently, he says that Adar is the Targum of the word Nis. Adar actually means, it's a Targum for Nis, for miracle. Sheyesh Ba Osam Hanisim Behester. Because in Adar, we're experiencing Nisim. Mamish Nisim Vita flows, wrapped up in Teva. And then in Nisan, of course, we receive Nisim, right? It's Yes Mitzrayim, in a very open type of Nes Nigla. Adkan Dvar Makadoshim, that's what the Chidush Arim says in explanation of the name for the month of Adar. Vayotzi Lanami Dvar Makadoshim, Sha'adar Hu Be'etzem Achana L'Chodesh Nisan. So in case you're saying, hold on a second, Shabbos already is Rosh Chodesh, and I'm not so prepared for Pesach yet, you're more prepared than you think. All of Chodesh Adar, we've been preparing. The very nature of Adar is what? Is a Nes, is experiencing Nisim B'Soch Hester, to then re-experience them in Nisan, right? Bizgalia, the state of revelation. It's a Achana L'Mitzvah. Bechinas Achana L'Mitzvah. V'kosa B'Svarim HaKadoshim, the Achana L'Mitzvah Gedola Me'a Mitzvah Ba'atma, as we'll see in a little bit. The Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the preparation for a mitzvah can in fact be greater than the mitzvah itself. And therefore the Simcha of Adar, Mishenichlas Adar Marvim B'Simcha, what's the Reboy Simcha of Adar? It's the fact that we're getting ready for Pesach. Pesach itself is Gevaldik. But the Achana to Pesach is almost, in a sense, more gewaltic. The Riboy Simcha of Adar. B'kudei Hashem Yishar M'samchei Leif. Harei Achana lezet tzarech liyos b'riboy nosaf shal Simcha. V'zeu mishenichlas Adar. She Achana l'nisan marbin b'simcha. So we see that again, when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Pesach, there's a unique type of Achana that's taking place. V'achinos asher yavil. There's an extra focus on preparation to come to the Shabbos in the right way. And to come to Pesach in the right way. It's not only in the context of Nisan that we're prepared, but already Adar was created, the whole month of Adar was created almost as a preparatory stage to come to the Nisan Geluyim of Chodesh Nisan. So Shimshon Pinkus, in one of his many volumes called Nefesh Shimshon, the volume of Shabbos Kodesh, one of the first pieces in the Sefer, he describes what is the essence of Shabbos. If you have to say, what is the mitzvah miuchad, or miuchedes, of Shabbos? So Rav Pinkus says, we know, Chazal tell us, that Shabbos is connected kol mitzvos. Shabbos is all-encompassing. Okay. So what is it that defines the Shabbos? Says Rav Pinkus by the arrow at the bottom. Shorash inyan nirakach. L'chol moed yeshna mitzvah miuchedes lo. Every moed, every yom tov has its thing. L'pesach matzah is the standout item. Sukkis, we have the sukkah and the dalet minim. U'mayah mitzvah miuchedes l'shabbos kodesh. Shal yada zochim b'kedushas Shabbos. How do you tap into Shabbos? You have to have 16 types of herring? Like what's, right? You need good dips. You need to know how to make a good children. What's the essence of Shabbos? How does one come to Kedusha Shabbos? What is the mitzvah miuchedes of Shabbos? Says Rav Pinkus, yesh mitzvah achas. The Torah is very clear. V'haya b'yom ha-shishi v'achinu es-asher yaviyu. Your Erev Shabbos is going to define your Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik has that famous piece. It's a footnote in the Alei Tshuva, where the Rav says, in America, Baruch Hashem, there's people who keep Shabbos, but people don't know how to keep Erev Shabbos here. Which was a rather gentle way of saying that Jews don't really know what Shabbos is either. Because if you don't know what Erev Shabbos is, then you certainly don't know what Shabbos is. Because what is the mitzvah of Shabbos? How does one come to Kedusha Shabbos? Through the hachana of Erev Shabbos. The ayin b'bir halacha, he says. He says, look, how the bir halacha records such a notion? Shezoi mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, hachana for Shabbos. The kavod Shabbos. Remember last year we learned the Vilna Gaon? Where is it? Arachayim Simin Tav Chav Tes, 429. Right, the very end of Hilchos Yom Tov. Yeah, Bechever was in the shir last year. Remember the grudge? The difference between Kavod and Oneg? What's the difference between Kavod and Oneg? Kavod Shabbos is on Erev Shabbos, right? Oneg Shabbos when you eat children. Kavod Shabbos when you vacuum. There's a whole discussion about the candle lighting. We're learning on Daf Chachayim, Sechah Shabbos last year. Right, is candle lighting Kavod? Is it Oneg? A combination of the two, different aspects. Sounds familiar? Something to Bechever. Yeah?
Wasn't here.
So what's interesting is, right, that Erev Shabbos is the kavod of Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is the kavod of Shabbos. Okay, I'll just be merambis to it now. But if Yaakov Meir Shechter writes one of his songs, V'nichta B'sefer, he quotes a Maimer Chazal that says, it's a Gemara in the Darm, I think, that says, if a person is worried about, you know, what Torah is going to do for me, just learn Torah, v'sof kavod lavo, the kavod will come. It's a very strange Gemara. Like, I'm worried I'm not going to get enough kavod if I learn Torah. So the Gemara says, don't worry, just learn and eventually the kavod will come. What does that mean, the kavod will come? So the Yaakov Meir Shechter points out from several places in Tehillim and in Tanakh that kavod, right, like ura kvodi. What's kavod? The word kavod is also synonymous with the neshama. One's kavod means his neshama. Right? So sometimes a person says, how's Torah going to change me? Learn Torah, so kavod, lavo, and the neshama, the feelings that one's supposed to have in learning Torah will come. But what's interesting, what we're saying, is that Kavod Shabbos, the Neshama of Shabbos is when? Is Erev Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is on Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. Kavod is synonymous with the soul. The soul of Shabbos is created on Erev Shabbos. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to prepare oneself on Shabbos. And the achana that a person makes on Erev Shabbos becomes infused within the Shabbos itself. There's a sefer called the Amos Olam on page 5. Rav Yitzchok of Amshinov, Zecher Tzaddik v'Kadosh Levracha. And he tells, it's a collection of his onhagos. And then he writes, according to, arranged by different tzaddikim, different stories that the Amshinov Rebbe used to tell, b'shem different tzaddikim, in the section from Rav Yecheskel of Kuzmir, who we know was the grandfather of the Majitz line of Chassidus, the very soul of Majitz. So he tells a great story. He says, Rav Yecheskel of Kuzmir used to prepare the Shabbos fish every Shabbos by himself. One week he had a guest. His guest came before Shabbos. He said, listen, you want a little hand in the mitzvah of Hachana for Shabbos? So you prepare your piece of fish. I'll prepare the rest of the fish. I'll mechabed you with preparing your own piece of fish which you will eat on Shabbos. And then what happened? They prepared the fish all together in the kitchen. They put all the fish on a platter, right? And all the pieces of fish were all jumbled together on this platter. Comes Shabbos. And Rabbi Cheskel of Kuzmir says to him in the third line, the achar kach irvu es kol ha-dagim l'toch keder achas. All the fish had been combined in a single platter. B'shah shechelku b'neim. When the Rebbe was handing out the fish, says Rabbi Cheskel, dos is dines. This is yours. This piece of fish is yours. Rebbe, how do you know? They all look the same. How do you know this piece of fish is mine? Perish my ran zuchus yegen aleinu. Ha'inin b'zehu al-pi ma'sham ruchazal mishatarach b'erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. Not only one who prepares on Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos, but the way that one prepares on Erev Shabbos will be the way that one eats on Shabbos. The Achana for Shabbos will dictate what the Kedusha Shabbos feels like. U'Kedusha Shabbos no vas me'achana shal Erev Shabbos. V'lachein, the Rebbe says, Heyvin Uzal, mi hichin oso chaticha, I can tell who prepared this particular piece of fish. And I can tell based on the amount of Kedusha that I'm sensing from this piece of fish, in accordance with the Achana, and the seriousness with which you took the avoda preparing the Erev Shabbos fish, I can tell that this piece of fish is yours. So the Achor of Shabbos will create the Shabbos. We said again, second to Shabbos is Pesach. Pesach is all about Hachama. Pesach is all about Hachama. Pesach, you can spend your whole life preparing for Pesach. Right? We'll see. It's almost a tova. It's a kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. That Hashem gave us a date on the calendar for Pesach. Because if not, we would just spend forever preparing for Pesach. We'd never actually get to Pesach. But we'll see that in a moment. The Piyazetz the Rebbe, in the Derech HaMelech. The truth is, I think I've heard this piece from Rav Weinberger's son-in-law this past year on Shavuos. He spoke, it was a woodman for Shavuos, he spoke one of the nights, and he said a mashal from the Derech HaMelech, and when I looked up the piece, I found another little part that he didn't share at that time. And that is, he brings from the son of the Rebbe Rav Melech, the Rebbe Melech of Lezhensk. The Rebbe Melech of Lezhensk had a son, Eliezer, Lazer. We have a sefer from him, it's called Oreach B'Tzadik. I have it at home. I couldn't find this piece in that sefer. But apparently, he said the following: Amnam Isa meharebi Rebbe Lazer, Ben Hagon Harav Hakadosh Rav Elimelech, Ala Gemara Shomer Haman Lachashverosh. Okay, we're wrapping up. Other, we have to end with one more other part. The Gemara says that Haman said to Achashverosh, these Jews, they're impossible. As Dasei Hamelech Inam Osim. These Jews never serve the king the way that they should. Demafki lekula shata b'Shabbos Hayom uPesach Hayom. These Jews are constantly taking off from work. They waste away the whole year. Kula shata, the entire year. They excuse themselves by making claims of what? Today is Shabbos, I can't come to work. Now it's Pesach, I need to take off another week. Right? Those are the examples that Haman HaRasha gave. Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. You know what's funny though? What did Haman say? The Jews take off the whole year because of Shabbos and Pesach. So says the son of the Rebbe Melech. V'hiksha. Eich zeh kula shata. How is taking off once a week for Shabbos? And maybe 1 week for Pesach. How is that the whole year? Shabbos hu rak yom b'shvuo, Pesach shvuo b'shana. Shabbos is 1 day a week. Pesach is 1 week a year. V'amr b'kadsho, and he explains so beautifully. Shaykeh kotz b'enei haman osan ha'chanos, sh'osim yisrael kodem kol mitzvah. He said, these Jews, it's not just Shabbos that they take off. The whole week they're thinking about Shabbos. Hayom yom rishon b'shabbos. Hayom yom sheni b'shabbos. 3 days before Shabbos is considered before Shabbos. 3 days after Shabbos is considered after Shabbos. These Jews are constantly in Shabbos mode. And what about Pesach? Umamish kol hashana oskim ba'achanos Pesach. V'chol hashvua ba'achanos Shabbos. A Jew all year is thinking about Pesach. I'm just remembering now, Rav Shalom Shvadron tells a story, I think about his mother or grandmother, I don't remember. It's in the English biography of Rav Shalom Shvadron. I think it's called Voice of Truth. He says that it must have been... I don't know, Elul time. And someone went down to the well and was shaking something out shaking out a tablecloth or something, and shaking out the crumbs in the well. A couple little breadcrumbs fell in the well. And Rav Shalom Shadron's either mother or grandmother, I'm sorry I'm not telling the story right, just popped into my head. I don't remember the details exactly. But Rav Shalom Shadron's grandmother said, "Oi, what are you doing? It's almost Pesach. A breadcrumb in the well, whatever you're gonna use on Pesach." That was Pesach was like 8 months away. But she was in Pesach mode. Because the Jew has to be in Pesach mode. That's what Haman says. Kula shata, the entire year, the Jews are talking about Shabbos and Pesach. They're always so busy with Hachana. And it bothered Haman so much. I understand. You have to do what God tells you to do, fine. But what are you spending all this time preparing for it? You're so busy with the preparations. And the answer is yes, we are so busy with the preparations. And I'll add to this little piece that the Piazetzer is bringing to our attention. I'll add that perhaps this is the reason that Pesach is referred to in the Torah as Shabbos. Mimacharas HaShabbos is a reference to Pesach. Why is Pesach called Shabbos? Because it's one and the same. The whole Indian of Pesach is the Hachana for Pesach, and the whole Indian of Shabbos is the Hachana for Shabbos. That's why, when it comes to preparing for any Yom Tov, the halacha is clear. A Jew has to get ready before Yom Tov. But the Shulchan Aruch is particularly clear when it comes to Pesach, on page 7. Shaul and Bilchos Pesach called the Pesach Shloshim Yom. 30 days before Pesach, we start preparing. Do I need 30 days to get ready for Shavuos? If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, some say that by all Yom Tovim it's equal. He quotes the opinion of the Vilna Gaon that for Shavuos it's enough to start getting ready a few days before Shavuos, from the beginning of Sivan. I don't need a whole month. Why Dafka Pesach by the arrow, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, V'yesh Omrim Da'achi of Shloshim Yom Hu Rak B'Pesach, Mishum D'yesh Ben Halachos Rabos, Kigon Tchina Schitim, Afias Hamatzos, Hagalas Kelim, Bir Chametz, She'elu Em Ein Osin Osan Kilchosan Kodem HaPesach, Less lu to Kana B'Pesach. You can't get ready for Pesach at the last minute. Pesach's all about the Hachana. Shabbos is all about the Hachanah, and that's why Pesach is called Shabbos. Bimachras HaShabbos. Pesach is referred to in the Torah as Shabbos, because Mamish, a Jew, understands what Pesach is and understands what Shabbos is and understands the Kedusha, the opportunity that's being granted to him. We'll spend so much time, Mamish Kula Shata, we'll spend the entire year thinking about Shabbos and the entire year thinking about Pesach. And therefore, like I said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a tova and put Shabbos on the calendar and put Pesach on the calendar. What does that mean? It means Hashem didn't allow the idea of Pesach to be, get yourself ready, and whenever you're ready, that's when a Jew should celebrate Pesach. Now obviously nothing actually works like that in Halacha, in the Torah, right? But the notion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu placing Pesach at a specific, Pesach starts at a certain time, and you better be ready, is a big tova that he did for Klal Yisrael. There's a great story in the Sefer Kadosh Yisrael on page 8. Kadosh Yisrael is the first volume of Kadosh Yisrael. The Toldos of Rabbi Yisrael of Vizhnitz, Sechusa Yagin Aleinu. And in Perek Tesvav, in Osiyud Beis, he says that one time a Jew came to him and he was complaining to him. He says, Rebbe, one of my relatives, he's supposed to be getting married, but he doesn't have a penny to his name. We don't know when to call the chastafer because we don't have any money. So how do we pick a date? You know, they're hocking us to pick a date for the chasana, but we don't have a penny to pay for the chasana. How should I be kovei azman if I don't know how I'm going to pay for it? So the Rebbe said back to him in the second arrow. V'yisar Rabbeinu Mishalo, v'yomer v'tzchos. The Rebbe said to him, Anu motziyem sha Torah kova moed l'chag ha-Pesach. The Torah was kovei azman for Pesach to start. L'chor madua. So the vicious Rebbe said, jokingly, right? Why does the Torah have to pick a starting point for Pesach? Hayutrichim lover, why doesn't the Torah just say, Ki kol echad yinaket chila as a bias mi chametz. Everyone should get rid of their chametz. U'v'siyumo yikvus azman l'chag ha-Pesach. And then whenever you're ready for Pesach, that's when you come to Pesach. Hey, tell me it has to be, you know, give me like a 6 months period. And so, whenever you're ready, that's when you come to Pesach. Baram lefizeh, le'olam lo yisayimu esavoda. But there's so much hachana that goes into Pesach. There's so much one can do to prepare for Pesach, that if the Torah didn't demand that it starts at some point, we would never get there. We'd always be prepared. There's so much more to prepare. Al-kein kava Torah zman kavua lachat. So the Torah says, Pesach starts. At some point it has to start. You make yourself crazy trying to get ready. The Nitziv used to say, a person makes himself so crazy getting ready for Pesach. But when Pesach comes, you have to come to the Seder B'Simcha. And you can't say to yourself, oh, but there are so many more things I could have done. I could have prepared so many things better. Once Pesach starts, you have to just be there and enjoy it, B'Simcha. Up to Pesach, yeah, a Jew is supposed to be a Shtikl Meshugana. Because that's the Halchana of Pesach. So says the visitor to Rabbi to this Chassid. He says, just like the Torah was Kovei Azman to make sure that Pesach would happen, so I'll give you the same piece of advice. Pick a date for the wedding, and you'll see everything. You'll be able to get there. The money will come. You'll figure out how to get to the wedding. Once you're kovei a date, then you'll be able to bring that into reality. But again, if not for the fact that the Torah gave us a date for Pesach, we could spend forever preparing for Pesach. There's always so much more to do. So finally, we come to the Seder, and we're as ready as can be. Like the Nesiv said, we have to finally let go. We have to accept that there's a kviyas hazman, a kviyas hamoed. We come to the Pesach Seder, and we're ready to begin. And we want to declare and remind ourselves, and to remind our children, to remind our family members, and to remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol, that we made so many hachanas, and we're so ready to be makabel all of the Kedusha of Pesach. In the Sefer Vayaget Moshe, where Moshe Yehuda Katz atzal, Hashem Yinkom Damo, he died on Kiddush Hashem. In the Vayaget Moshe, in Simen Yodalit, it's a sefer of interesting topics related to Pesach. He writes on the right hand side, he quotes the Yesod V'Shor Shavodah. Why is it that when we begin the Seder, we recite the Simanim, Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz? He says where it's underlined, Al-Kein HaAvodah Zo Yomar Gam Simaneh B'Pem Ali. A person should enunciate, should actually say out loud. Right? There's a reason that we have Minhag Yisrael, that everyone says Kadesh, or you sing it, you say it. Dainu kodem akidish, yomar b'pem malei, Kadesh. And before each step, you're supposed to say it. We're about to do Kadesh, Orchatz. You say it, you declare it. The kodem mechitza, you say Orchatz. The chein kol aseder ad ha-nirtza, yomar gamkein b'pem malei, nirtza. Before you start nirtza, you say nirtza. Before you start hala, you say hala. Before each step, you say what you're about to do. Why is that so? Writes the Vayaget Moshe on the left hand side. Ulanias Daiti, top of the page. Efshel Latet Otam. Otam Lishvach. I'll give you another good explanation why this is so. Like the Avdei Nezer told us, if you want to get something out of a Yom Tov, you have to be prepared. All the more so for Shabbos and Pesach, which are so deeply connected. Every davar shebe kedusha requires hachana. Like the Magen Avraham writes in Kuf Tzadi Beis, B'shem the Zohar Kadosh, Reish Parshas Devarim, Sheyomer Hav Lanu Nevarich. Why is it that when we begin benching, we have this whole, you know, give and take, Rabosai Nevarich. Right? What's that about? Why do we do that? That's exactly what we started with. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling to Moshe Rabbeinu before he actually talks to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the Achana for the mitzvah. We have to remind ourselves what we're about to do before we do it, says the Zohar HaKadosh. If you want to get the Kedusha from it, there has to be a Hazmana. There has to be a Hachana. And therefore, concludes the Vayag in Moshe by the second arrow. Alkane, left hand side. Gambalel HaKadosh Hazeh, Tiknu Kadmonenu Zal Simanim Lemitzvo Satfuyos Ba. So why do we announce each of the Simanim? The same way that all throughout the year before benching, we say Raboisai, Mirval and Benchin, to get ourselves ready to do that mitzvah called benching. So on Seder night, when there's so much Kedusha, a night of such Kedusha, we want to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the Alchanas that we've made. And we're reminding ourselves, let's be ready to be mekabah. That's how we start to get ourselves ready. The more ready a Jew is, the more he's going to get out of the experience. So we prepare, and we prepare, and we prepare, and we come to the Seder night and we say, we're prepared. Kaddish. We know what Kaddish is. Orchatz. We know what Orchatz is. The Imre Emes used to get up from his Purim Suda. As he would get out of his chair, it's part of the biography, the Hebrew biography of the Imre Emes. It says that as he would get out of his chair at the end of the Purim Suda, he would get up with the first mission of Maseches Pesachim. As he would get up, he would say, Mamish, one thing straight into the next. Mamish, now, it's a halacha. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Pesach is, right, 30 days after Purim. So, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, it's absolutely halachically appropriate to be learning Hilchos Pesach. Right, on Purim. That's the day of the transition. But look how the Imre Emes saw there could be no gap. There can't even be a moment of space in between Purim and Pesach. I'm either holding by preparations for Purim, or I'm Osek in Purim, or I'm preparing for Pesach, or I'm Osek in Pesach. Kula Shasa. Haman's claim against the Jewish people all year round. It's Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. They excuse themselves. They're constantly Osek in the Achanas for a mitzvah. But that's the beauty of the Jewish people. There's an amazing story in the Marbe Chaim on page 10. Rabbi Avraham Chaim Brim in his writings on Moadim, his section on Sukkos, he brings B'Shem the Brisker Rav. I'll tell it to you outside for the sake of time right now. He says the Brisker Rav, as you can imagine, you know, they said that the difference between the Brisker, you know, Tzadikim and the Netziv, it was on the morning after Pesach. Like I told you before, the Netziv says when you come to Pesach, you just enjoy it. You don't make yourself crazy. You stop being so crazy. By the Briskers, right, because of their tremendous Yiras Hashem and Yiras Achit, they're never satisfied. So they said it was an amazing thing to see, right, the difference between Rav Chaim Brisker, let's say, and the Netziv on the morning after Pesach. By the Netziv, it was, last night was Gevaldik, four cups of wine, and so many kazesim of matzah, so many mitzvos. Right, the Vilna Gaon tallies up how many mitzvos a person can do on Pesach. So many mitzvos. The Raisa, the Rabbanon. And by the Briskers, it was always, what if my wine cup wasn't full enough? And what if my matzah wasn't kosher enough? And what if... Different hanagos. So the Brisker Rav, you can imagine what the baking matzah with the Brisker Rav was like. So Rav Chaim Brim describes what that scene was like. The intensity, the pressures that everyone felt to do it just, bidiktu kalacha, the way that the Brisker Rav wanted. So finally, they baked all the matzahs, and they sighed a breath of relief. Finally, we can catch our breath for a moment. And then the Brisker Rav got up, and everyone was gathered there. You know, they're wiping the sweat off. The matzahs are, in accordance, kehilchasa, like the Brisker Rav demanded of them. And the Brisker Rav gets up. And, you know, they're probably hoping, they know what the Rebbe's going to say. Okay, shkoyachav, thank you, everyone. Go rest up a little bit. You know, it's almost Pesach. Go take a nap. Right? One of the Brisker Rav turned to them and he said, turn the grizz. The Brisker Rav turned to them and he said, "Ver nemt zich unter dem esrog. Who's going to be in charge of Esrogim this year?" That's how he concluded the matzah baking. Who's in charge of Esrogim? And the people, look what he says. We'll just read a drop inside. Four lines from the end of Os Beis. You can imagine the impression. He says it's excessive to even try to explain to you the feeling that the people who are gathered there understood in that moment. They understood in a very deep way. What does it mean to be in a state of hachana for a mitzvah? That I get up from my Purim suit, the Orla Arbasa, I'm ready for Pesach. That I go straight from the matzah to the Esrog. Who's in charge of Esrogim this year? That's how the Bishkarov lived his life. That a Jew is constantly in a ready state. And again, the more ready a person is, the more he's going to be able to makaba when he comes to that great night. There's an aspect of Mamela, right? Yoni and I were learning the other day. There's an aspect of Pesach that automatically things are going to happen. Kadesh comes before Orchat. You're going to have Kedusha even if you haven't done Sor Meirah, as many of the Sfarim describe. There's certain things that happen automatically on Pesach. But at the same time, the more you're prepared, the more you're going to get out of that experience. They say one time some Hasidim were traveling to the Chos of Lublin for Shabbos, Parshas Yisro. And on their way, they stopped off, and they met up with the Rav Shitzer, and they said to the Rav Shitzer, "No, you want to come with us to the Chosah, be by the Chosah for Parshas Yisro? Kriyas HaTorah, Kabbalas HaTorah, Parshas Yisro?" So he said, "Okay, sure, I'll come along." So he went along with the Chevra, and he was by the Chosah, and the Kriyas HaTorah, which was supposed to be, you know, the big event, the Parshas Yisro by the Chosah, he said, "It was okay. He wasn't as inspired as he thought he would be." He says, "By Shal Shudis, the Chosah spoke about the following." He said, the Chosah said, "Why is it that if Kabbalah HaTorah, if standing at our Sinai was such an earth-shattering event, such an awesome event, right? So why does Moshe tell the Jewish people that they need to prepare for 3 days to get ready for Kabbalah HaTorah? Kabbalah HaTorah is so out of this world. How could you not get something out of it? You need to prepare for that? You just show up and it changes you forever." So the Chosah said, "What you see is that even for something as big as Kabbalah HaTorah, a person has to be ready. You can't just expect to roll into it and expect to get, you know, what one can get from that experience, no matter how big of an experience it is, no matter how much it should change a person. If you're not ready, you're not going to receive." And the Rav Shitzer understood. All the other Hasidim had planned in advance, "We're going to be by the Chosah." They had made the Hachanas to be by the Chosah for Parshas Yisro. So when they heard the Kriyas HaTorah, Parshas Yisro, they felt like they were standing mamish by Kabbalah HaTorah. And the Rav Shitzer, at the last minute, decided to come along, didn't get as much out of the experience. This is explained, this idea, I think the yisod of this story, really fits very beautifully with the comment that the Ksav HaKabbalah writes in page 11 and 12. The Ksav HaKabbalah writes at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah says, "Umarek kvod Hashem ke'ish ocheles." Umarek kvod Hashem, that at our Sinai, the Jews, marek kvod Hashem, they saw the appearance of Hashem ke'ish ocheles, like a burning fire. What does that mean? Hashem certainly is not physical, as he explains. The Ksav HaKabbalah, you familiar with the Sefer? Ksav HaKabbalah is Rav Yaakov Tzvi Mecklenburg. He was a great German Rav. Ksav HaKabbalah is not Kabbalistic. Kabbalah means Torah Sheval Peh. And he was writing a sefer to show the interplay between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. They were talking about the early 1800s. Right? This is the Rishim Shurafal Hirsch Chevra. These people who were trying to fight against those who were trying to reform the Torah. So he says, what does it mean ke'esh ocheles? So he asks the following question. The bottom of page 11. Aval balo dia eich haya ha'pela ha'gadol shezochu bo kol Yisrael liros es kvod Hashem? How is it possible that everyone saw the Kvod Hashem, Umare Kvod Hashem Keish Ocheles? Everyone got to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shu'inian Nifla Gam L'Shar Nevi'im. The greatest Nevi'im had to undergo such a process in order to have contact with Hashem. And now these Jews, they come out of Mitzrayim, and all of a sudden, Umare Kvod Hashem Keish Ocheles. They're all Zochet to see Hashem. So he answers three lines from the bottom, where it's underlined. Ki be'emes lo ha'isa kol ha'uma shavu b'madregas ha'sagazu. When we say that every Jew perceives Hashem at our Sinai, it wasn't that everyone perceives Hashem exactly the same. However prepared you were to receive the Torah, that's how you receive the Torah. Ra'kol echa mehem. Heisig v'ra ba'ayin ruchniyuso mimara ha'ruchtas asher lefanov mikvod Hashem yisparach lefi erech hachanaso b'shleimus nafsho. The more prepared you were to stand and to receive at our Sinai, that's how much you experienced our Sinai. Those who were more prepared got more. Those who were less prepared got less. And he continues and he explains, and again I'll just share with you outside on page 12. He continues and explains, that's why it's ke'esh ocheles. What's the nature of fire? Different things burn differently. No? If I light fire to this plastic table, it's going to burn very differently than if I light fire to some grass, right? Some dry grass. It's going to catch fire much more quickly. Marek vod Hashem ke'esh ocheles, says the Ksav HaKabbalah, however flammable you made yourself, however combustible you made yourself to be makabel the Kedusha, that's how quickly you caught on fire at our Sinai. That's how quickly you were filled up with the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some Jews were quick to receive because they were ready to receive. Other Jews were less ready to receive. But again, it's the same so that the more a person makes hachana, the more a person is zochet to receive. Why is hachana so important? And now I think we can bring together what we learned yesterday from from Rabbi Nachman so beautifully with what we're learning today. We explained yesterday that why is Ratzon so important when it comes to doing mitzvahs? Why is Ratzon so important when it comes to doing mitzvahs? Because a person's Ratzon can be bigger than he actually is. In Maisa, I'm a Basar V'dam and I'm limited. But in my desire to do, my desire is endless. The same thing is true with Hachan. The actual eating of the matzah, the actual shaking of the lulav, takes maybe a few moments, a few minutes. Right? But the Hachana that goes into it is endless. There's an endless amount I can choose to prepare. And then the Hachana, like Ratzon, is so much bigger than the mitzvah itself. In the Divrei Yecheskel, the Yecheskel of Shinuf, the son of the Divrei Chaim, it's brought in the back of the Sefer, in the Halichos V'Halachos section on page 13. He quotes B'Shem, the Sefer Peli Yowitz, from Horn Stipel. He says, I heard, second line, there was a tremendous joy that he got from preparing the mitzvah. See, sometimes we're just the opposite. Sometimes we find the hachana so burdensome. I just want to be able to do the mitzvah. The hachana takes a lot out of it. All this preparation, the biskarav, his matzahs, we saw. Right? And yet, by the Divrei Yecheskel, there was a great joy, a great simcha when it came to preparing for the mitzvah. You know why? V'amar Rabbeinu, devadai kisha adam ose eiza mitzvah, moti achar kachesronos, shlo aso karoi b'shleim b'sa'ava, taras ha'machshava. Because like Rabbi Nachman told us yesterday, when you actually do the mitzvah, you're limited. And you know, even, right, even in the best circumstances, but if you're honest with yourself, you know that after, I could have done it better. I could have been more alert when I put on my tefillin this morning. I could have had more kavanah. Right? When I actually ate the matzah, I know there's a chisaron in the performance of the mitzvah, and that's the very nature of being a created being. But as far as the feelings that I have, the anticipation of the mitzvah, the achana that goes into the mitzvah, that's endless. Aval masha salach bezeh. Simply the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is offering the mitzvah. She is akeyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasas l'kayim a mitzvah. Bezeh tia simcha gadola b'kirbo l'ein shiur. Hachana is endless. The mitzvah itself is limited. But the hachana is endless. And this brings us back again to what the Skolli Rebbe told us very early on. Skolli Rebbe told us, b'shem the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that sometimes the hachana for a mitzvah is in fact greater than the mitzvah itself. Why? Now we understand the Sfar behind it. Because the hachana is endless. There's no limit to how much a person can do hachana for a particular mitzvah. The mitzvah itself has a tzura, it has a time frame, it has a specific way that it's meant to be done and carried out. But the hachana, right, the feelings that go into preparing for the mitzvah, the ratzon like we saw yesterday, or the hachana as we're seeing today, there's no limit to how a person can be making for a mitzvah. There's a very famous Sfas Emes, the Parshas Hazinu, Tafresh Lamed Daled, where the Sfas Emes explains the idea of the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Chazal say in the Medrash, the Torah quotes it, Medrash Tanchuma, that the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot are days that are free from sin. No one does averos during those days. When you come to Sukkot, the Medrash says, "Lekaftem lachem bayom arishon." Sukkot is rishon lecheshbon avonos. Hashem starts counting your averos again on Sukkot. So says the Sfas Emes. Right, really quoting a Taz. The Taz was the one who was bothered by this question in the fourth line on page 14. V'hikshem b'Taz, eichiyu yamim elu yoser gedolim misukas atzmo shemekayim gufa mitzvah v'nemar rishon lecheshbon avonos. The Taz asks a very simple question. How could it be that the 4 days leading up to Sukkot, Chazal say, are days that are free of sin, but on Sukkot we start counting your averos again? I don't understand. Says the Taz, the days getting ready for Sukkot are free of sin, but Sukkot itself, the Yom Tahara is back? Why is that so? Sfas Emes says, because it's very poshut. Sfas Emes says, Aval ina davar rachuk, sheyoser kalach v'atzala yesh ba'achalas ha-mitzvah miguf kiel ha-mitzvah. Sfas Emes says, that the achana for the mitzvah is in fact greater than the mitzvah. And that's why there's a greater shmira in the days leading up to Sukkot than on Sukkot itself. Why is that so? The svar is what we just saw. Echad, ki bi'asiyos ha-mitzvah urak l'sha, v'achana hu la'olam. The asiyas ha-mitzvah is limited in its time frame, but the achana is endless. You can be preparing for Pesach all year. You actually sit at the Seder for X number of hours. But the achana leading up to the Seder is mamish kula shat. Even Haman HaRasha recognized that. V'alzeh nemar shmartim v'asisa. U'kafima sha'odim shomer atzmo tamid. K'dei she'amuchan l'kiyah mitzvah Hashem Yisparach. To whatever degree he's prepared, ki bavadei kol ha'yagia lishmor mehev le'olam. Tzarach li'os k'dei li'os muchan l'kayim mitzvah Hashem Yisparach. What are we guarding ourselves from the world about? Why am I guarding myself? I'm guarding myself from certain negative things. What I'm really doing is I'm preparing myself for positive things. I'm making myself in a readied state to mekabel a davar sheba kedusha. U'kafi atara yochel l'kayim ha'mitzvah. V'ayidei ha'shmira zocha l'kayimah V'nishmar mikol davar. Moshe kasev shomar mitzvah lo yeda davara. So reason number one, why is hachana greater than the mitzvah? Because hachana is endless and the mitzvah is limited. Furthermore, says Vasemis, Va'od, Kimi yuchal lekayim ha-mitzvah k'mishpata. Exactly like we saw yesterday in Sichas Aram Nun Aleph. Who could have the audacity to say, I was mekayim the mitzvah exactly right? Lemaisa, you were mekayim it exactly right? It's not possible. Look what the Vasemis says here. It's so nice. It fits so, Hashem sent it to us in such a perfect way. Aval ratzon v'hachana le-mitzvah. Look, he puts the two together. Yesterday we spoke about ratzon, today we speak about hachana. It's one and the same. The ratzon and the hachana for the mitzvah. Hu la'asoso ki ratzono yisbarach, lezos hachana v'asimcha levo la'mitzvah chashamo. But my ratzon could be 100%, and my hachana could be 100%. The actual performance of the mitzvah, I'm human, there's going to be chesronos. But however big I want to make the mitzvah, that I can certainly try to do. And this theme, this idea that Svasemis is telling us, that the hachana for the mitzvah can be greater than the mitzvah, is a theme that other Gera Rebbes developed as well. There's a sefer that came out, probably about almost 20 years ago at this point, it's called Brechos HaMa'ayan, on the Chamesh Megillos. It was printed without the name of the author, so we don't know exactly who the author of the sefer is. But he quotes, in his writings on Shir HaShirim, on page 15 and 16, he says, B'shem the Chidush HaRim. Where do you think this Svasemis got this idea from? He got it from his grandfather, the Chidush HaRim. The Chidush HaRim says, why do we refer to the celebration on Sukkot as the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the celebration of drawing the water? What are we really celebrating? We're celebrating the Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water. So why do we call it the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the drawing of the water? Says the Chidush HaRim, because the Hachana for the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. So Chidush HaRim had this idea. Svasemis had this idea. The Imrei Amis, the son of the Svasemis, also had this idea. Where did he get it from? It was part of his Masorah. That the Hachana for the mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah. Says the Brechos HaMayan, in the third paragraph, V'admor Rav Avram Mordechai Migor, the Imrei Amis, Shemitam Zen Nikra Shiluach HaKein Mitzvah Kala. Why is sending away the mother bird called the mitzvah Kala? On the one hand, the Torah promises long life for a person who does this mitzvah. On the other hand, it's referred to as a simplistic mitzvah, a mitzvah kala. Explains the Imrei Amis, Mikevan sha mitzvah chala rak b'li achana. Because you know how a person is mekayim the mitzvah shiluach hakein? What does the Torah say? If you happen upon a bird's nest on the road, you aren't planning on finding a bird's nest. It comes about without achana. Oh, it comes about without achana. That's called a mitzvah kala. That's a mitzvah kala. And he goes on to many more beautiful examples that he brings here. He quotes from Rav David of Tolna, the same idea we just saw from the Svasemis. I guess he didn't realize the Svasemis and Parshas Hazino had it. But apparently by the Geret Tzaddikim, they were developing this idea. That again, a Jew needs to understand that a challah for a mitzvah is in fact greater than a mitzvah. And I'd like to suggest the following chiddush based on a question that Rav Schwab asks on page 17. Rav Schwab asks, also in his writings on Shir HaShirim, Pasuk says, Mayafu pa'amayach b'na'alayim basnadiv. How beautiful are your footsteps b'na'alayim. The footsteps that you take in shoes, my beloved one. The Gemara in Chagiga says in Daf Gimel, Darash Rava, what does it mean, my yafu pa'amayich b'na alayim basnadiv? Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, kamenoin raglein shel Yisrael b'shosha olin l'regel. How beautiful it is, the footsteps of the Jews, en route to the Beis HaMikdash, on their way, aliyah l'regel. So says Rav Schwab, hold on a second. The Pasuk says, how beautiful are the footsteps, my yafu pa'amayich b'na alayim. You don't wear shoes when you go up to Har HaBayis. The Mishnah in Brachos is very clear. Lo yichanis adam la'ar bayis. You're not allowed to go with your walking stick. You're not allowed to go with your money pouch. You're not allowed to go with shoes on your feet. So what does it mean when Hashem says, how beautiful are the footsteps when you go aliyah l'regel? So Rav Schwab is a beautiful yisod. It's kedai to see this Rav Schwab, even though it's not exactly our theme today. And Rav Schwab says, you know what the shoes that Hashem says are so beautiful? When you put your shoes back on after the Yom Tov, and you take the Kiddusha with you, that's what Hashem is really looking at. That's what Rav Schwab says. It's a message, and how much did you really take away from the Yom Tov? But based on our shiur today, I'd like to suggest the following, and I think it's obvious to all of you what I'm about to say. And that is, Hashem says, Mayafu pa'amayach bina alayim. How beautiful are the footsteps aliyah l'regel when you're wearing your shoes. What do you mean? When you actually get there, you take your shoes off. But Hashem says, yeah, but you know what's so beautiful about the Jewish people? The way that they walk there, in their shoes. V'achana tahar abayis. V'achana aliyah l'regel. That's what Hashem says, Mayafu, how beautiful. Look how unique the Jewish people are in the way that they prepare themselves. That they always go above and beyond to do things in such a thoughtful way, such a delicate and sensitive way. I want to conclude by connecting it to our Masechta. In Masechta's Ksuvah, it's called Gimel Amud Beis. It's always good to try to throw something in from the Masechta that we're learning. Ksuvah's called Gimel Amud Beis tells the following story. It says that Rabbi Chiya had a very interesting practice. What a Rebbe, Rabbi Chalavai, we should have such a Rebbe like Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya, it says, the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya says, I am going to make sure the Torah is not forgotten. What did he do? He planted seeds, and he produced flax, and from the flax he made nets, and from those nets he caught animals, and from those animals he slaughtered them, and he made parchment out of their hides, and then he wrote Sefer Torah, and then he went and he taught poor children, poor orphan children, he taught them Torah. He found five kids, he said, I'm going to teach you Bereshit, I'm going to teach you, you're going to be Shemos, and you're going to be Vayikra. And he found six other children, and he taught them each Mishnayos. Such a beautiful thing. This is how I'm going to make sure that Torah is not forgotten from the Jewish people. In the Chiddushei of Israel Hildesheimer. Israel Hildesheimer, another great German Rav, on page 18 in his writings on Ksubis, he raises the following question. Why did Rabbi Chiya have to waste so much time with all this? Rabbi Chiya planted, and then I made nets, and then I caught the animals, and I skinned the animals, and I wrote the Sifrei Torah. Rabbi Chiya, just go take five chumashim, go find five kids who want to learn, and teach them Torah. Why did you make yourself crazy with all this preparation? So he says, on the right-hand side, on page 18, six lines down, V'shamati b'shem ha-gon. Right? Who's the Gon? Rabbi Eliyahu of Mivilna. I heard from the Vilna Gon. The Vilna Gon passed away in the late 1700s. Okay, so Israel Hildesheimer was not alive at the same time as the Gon. He lived slightly after. But he said, I heard b'shem the Gon. Zeh ha-yetzarech lilmod ha-tinokos. Ba'amru, he said, the nimsa b'sifrei ha-kabbalah, dalpi ha-sod, riboy ha-achanos la-mitzvah, migadil umar b'kiyum of ha-hamadasa. Based on Pnimius of Torah, based on Kabbalah, we have such an idea that the Hachana will in fact bring more Kedusha to the mitzvah. So Rabbi Israel Hildesheimer was a very, people even say sometimes that he's like almost the founder of modern Orthodox thinking. Again, Rav Shiv Shurval Hirsch, Rav David Zvi Hoffman, that Chevra, the Ksava Kabbalah, these were people who were taking a more rational approach to Yiddishkeit. So he says, I heard Kabbalistically, B'shem the Vilna Gaon, that Hachana actually injects a certain Kedusha and it can be even greater than the mitzvah. It's not so esoteric. We just understood it. We gave him some very good svaris based on Sfas Emes and based on what the Divrei Yecheskel was saying. Some simple svaris as to why Hachana is greater than the mitzvah. So he says, Hinei, Ein li shum esek v'yadiyah b'nistaras. I don't know about Kabbalistic stuff. If the Vilna Gaon said this, I'll be makabalit. But then he says three lines from the end. Achein b'derach nigla, v'aseichel ha-pashut, mitzar atzno, emes v'nachu. The simple pshat is also true. That what? When a student recognizes how much the Rebbe is working on his behalf, and how hard the Rebbe prepares in order to teach him, then the Talmud receives the Torah in a different way. He turns his heart and his ear more towards the Rebbe. So Rabbi Chiya says, I want these kids, not just I went to Eichler's and I bought a set of chumashim and I gave it to these kids. I want them to see that I planted. And I plowed, and I planted, and I made nets, and I caught animals, and I wrote Sifrei Torah just for them. And I hope that they'll appreciate with all that hachana, they'll understand how much I care about them, and they'll receive it in a different way. The hachana will totally impact the way that the Kedusha of the Torah is received by those children. And he goes on, and he says, Avart from the Vilna Gaon, he says, if you look at the beginning of Bereishis, and again, I'm not going to read it inside, but you find by the Dor HaFlaga, when they're preparing to wage war against Hashem, it says what? Hava, let us get ourselves ready, and let us make bricks, and let us build a tower against Hashem. So what does Hashem say back to them? Hashem also says, Hava, I'm going to prepare myself to go down and to destroy them. Says the Vilna Gaon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that they were trying to use the Koach of Hachana. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to them, and said to them, I'm also going to prepare to mevatel your evil plans. You're plotting, you're using the Koach of Hachana to try to make your efforts more successful. Hashem says, I'll also use Hachana to fight back against you. And it's very meduyak in the psukim. It's very beautiful. You'll take a look at it when you have more time. We in fact have a tradition from the Vilna Gaon. It was printed in a Torah journal, a quarterly Torah journal called Sfunos, in the 12th edition, which came out in Tafshin Nun Aleph. A piece of insights quoted by Shem Rav Shabsai Nachamovich. And he brings in his very first piece. He says, and it ties in so beautifully, Amar Mishmei Agra, we have a tradition b'shem the Vilna Gaon, that if you wanted to be a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, see, the Vilna Gaon didn't just say this as a vart. Oh, look what a tzaddik Rabbi Chiya was. Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Look at all the preparation he did in order to get ready to teach his Talmid. The Vilna Gaon says, I'm going to do the same thing. If you wanted to be a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, you know what the first year was? Look at this. This is unbelievable. It's brought b'shem the Vilna Gaon. Kishabau lefan of Talmidav. Kamor Rav Chaim v'lajan of Kedoma. These people were geniuses. They were Gaonei Olam before they ever sat with the Vilna Gaon. And now they wanted to learn with the Vilna Gaon. Lomod mimenu. His cholima me aleph beiz ve'elach. The Vilna Gaon said, okay, let's begin. We'll start mamish from the beginning. Let's make sure you know aleph beiz. Aleph beiz gimel dalid. And the Vilna Gaon taught it to you. And you can imagine what aleph beiz gimel dalid was like by the Vilna Gaon.
Hagam Shayu Gedolim Mitorah. These were great geniuses of Torah. They didn't need to chazer from Aleph Beis. Va'ara Mizeh Shalasos Yesod Chadash. The Gra had such an idea, such a notion, that if you want to create something wholesome, then you have to start from the beginning. Tzarech Lahaschil Mitchila Legamri. There needs to be a Hachana. You can't just come to Kedush. You can't just be a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon and start off on the Madrega of the Vilna Gaon, on the Vilna Gaon's Gemara Shir. You have to go back, Mamish, to Hachanas, from Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, hey? And from there, slowly, slowly, one was Zocha to become a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. I want to just be Messiah, the Tefillah for the Geula. The Netziv, on page 21, the Netziv says, we know that in Mitzrayim itself, there was a lot of Hachana that went into the Geula. There were 4 days. Take the Karban Pesach for 4 days and prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves for the Geula. The Netziv says that preparation that we still to this day feel when it comes to Pesach, all the preparation of Pesach is also a Hachana for the Geula. And we'll read this piece from the Hamak Davar as a Tefillah. Ki be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, says the Netziv on the right hand side. No seitam al mitzvah shel tipul meruba lamatza. Ki kamo be'etzem ha'yom hazeh hotzesi kachu shmartim ha'yom hazeh. The same way that when the Jews left Mitzrayim, there was tremendous preparation to bring about their Geula. Ushmartim ha'yom hazeh. Hashem says in the future it's going to be the same way. Make the hachanas, be ready, prepare yourselves for Geula. She'oso yom mesugal le'geula mikol ra. Mishum hachi. Ba mitzvos ha'tipol. Right, or matzos ha'tipol. The matzos have tremendous preparation. K'mo sh'ayetipol meruba b'shmiras ha'pesach dalet yamim. The same way in Mitzrayim, there was 4 days of preparation to get themselves ready. And a whole year of matzos. K'dei laharbos chus l'fnei yom ha'mechusha le'geula. So too concludes the Nesiv, where it's underlined. Kach, tziva kadosh baruch hu ledoros. Tipo meruba, l'matzos mitzvah. So much energy, so much effort goes into just preparing a home for Pesach. Why? Because all of the hachana, geula is all about hachana. Ani mamet muna shlema. Sha'afal pi, she is mameya. I'm waiting. I'm a muchan. I'm ready to receive. I'm in the state of Moshe Rabbeinu kodem the dibor. So that way I can be the same Moshe Rabbeinu after the dibor. We'll end on the final source. In the Yalkut Kedushas Levi, he asked the following question. Hinei anochi sholeach lechem es Eliyahu Navi. The Berditchever asked, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that one time they asked, Eimasa Yavomar, when's Mashiach going to come? To which the response was, Hayom and Bekol Tishmo. Mashiach's ready to come today if you'll just listen. So the Berditchever says, I don't understand. Doesn't Eliyahu Navi have to come before Mashiach? How can Mashiach come right? If Eliyahu hasn't come yet, so how can you say Mashiach could come today? You need a Hachana to get to Mashiach. You need Eliyahu Navi. So the Berditchever said, you know why you need Eliyahu Navi? Because you're going to get so lost in the gods, you're going to be so busy, you're going to be so overwhelmed by all of the non-essential things in life, that you're not going to be ready for Mashiach. So Eliyahu Navi has to come to get you ready for Mashiach. But if you're already ready, if you're doing the Hachana on your own, if you're prepared, if you're listening, Emas Hayav Omar, Hayom B'Kol HaTishmau, if you are in a state of Hachana, if you are prepared, we don't even need Eliyahu Navi. We can go straight to Mashiach, because we're ready to be Mekabel Mashiach. When the Chafetz Chaim was a little boy, there was a well-known Torah scholar. You're going to laugh at his name, but this is really his name. His name was Rav Olinka of Kratinga. That was his name. True story. The biography of the Chafetz Chaim, the article biography of the Chafetz Chaim on page 451. Rav Olinka of Kratinga was coming to town. The Chafetz Chaim said, you should have seen the hachanas that was made for the celebrated Gaon, the Tzaddik, Rav Olinka of Kratinga. He said, they cleaned the Beis Medrash like never before. And he said that I was so scared to see the face of this Tzaddik that I hid. From the time as a child, he said, I hid. I couldn't even come out of my hiding spot to meet this great Tzaddik. But years later, the Chafetz Chaim would reflect on this. He said, if they made so much hachanas for this Rebbe Olinka, and Rebbe Olinka was a big Tzaddik, a big Talmid Chacham, if they made so much hachana for Rebbe Olinka, so says the Chafetz Chaim, so how much more do we need to prepare for Mashiach? Look how ready people were to make everything just right, so that when Rebbe Olinka comes to town, everyone will be ready. Says the Kedushas Levi, if you're ready, you don't even need Eliyahu HaNavi. But you have to really know what it means to be ready. Pesach teaches us how to get ready. Shabbos teaches us how to get ready. Hachana for mitzvah can be greater than a mitzvah. So mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zocha. And when we hear that call by Yikra, like we started from Rav Tzadok, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu calls out to you, a person will be able to respond like Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we don't see it throughout the Torah. But Rav Tzadok says, based on the Medrash, Gzeira Shava, Moshe always said, Hineni, I'm ready, I'm prepared, I'm mucha. And Amir Tzashem, if we ready ourselves, we'll be zocha to see the fulfillment of this Gemara. Hayom in Bekol HaTishma, the Mashiach should come immediately today, because our hearts are ready to Mekabel Mashiach Tzidkenu. Amen.